So, hello guys, and welcome to the very first episode of The Malaysian Life. And for today, as you all know, this is my first episode, and I'll just talk about stuff that I find interesting. And on my list, there's like two of my friends and that I'm going to interview, and one of them is here.
Hello.
Ujai.
Hello.
Also known as
Xting.
As Xting. So, as you can see from the title, streaming the life on the life of
internet.
The life on internet. Okay. So, what do we want to talk about today? So,
obviously, it's not about cookies.
Yeah, true. That's very true. So, what do you know about streaming?
Streaming is basically you play any a game streaming. That is, you play a game or games, and while you're playing, people are watching you playing. Basically, that's it. That's streaming.
Yes, that's streaming. What game do you usually stream?
I usually stream Counter-Strike Global Offensive, CSGO, or PlayerUnknown's Battleground, PUBG. And yeah, currently those are the two games that I stream at the moment. I'm planning to stream more games in the future, but at the time being, I'm just streaming those two games.
PUBG and?
CSGO.
Honestly, what drives you into
streaming?
Streaming, yes.
Well, I'm not a good liar, so basically, I watch streamer and I watch Shroud basically because he used to play Counter-Strike Global Offensive, and now he plays PUBG a lot. We all know that. And yeah, I am influenced by Shroud. And when people ask me, do you stream for money? And the answer is always no, I do not stream for money. It's just a hobby, and I enjoy being an entertainer. And I enjoy making other people's day when they enjoy watching my stream.
Does it take like a lot of effort, financial support and those stuff if you're just starting and you're no one?
Yes, definitely. First, you need to have a very good... Well, you don't really need a good PC, but if you want your stream to be good, you want to sound good...
If you want to stream in a good quality.
Yes, yeah.
If
you want to stream in a good quality, you have to put the money and effort in it. But most people, they find it hard. It's not the money part, it's the commitment part. You know, it's easy to set up your computer. It's easy to spend thousands and thousands of ringgit or dollar wherever you're from. It's easy to spend lots of money for equipment, but it's not easy to put the time and effort to actually sit down in front of those monitor and stream hours in a daily basis. So yeah, it takes a lot of effort. It takes more effort than money to stream.
Right. So do you think streaming is draining in a way?
Straining?
Like draining.
Draining. Well, it depends on your intention really. Why are you streaming in the first place? If it's 100% money, then yes, it's gonna be very tiring. You're gonna feel like you are forced to do it. And that's why I said just now, I don't stream for money, I stream for fun. If the viewers come and if the sponsorship things come, yeah, then I think about money.
So when you spend like a whole bunch of money on like buying the equipment for streaming,
mm-hmm.
you don't expect to get back the money spent, right?
Nope, I don't.
Because you're doing it for fun.
Yes, exactly.
So, I want to ask like what does it take to have like at least a stable
stream
or someone who is like stabilizing his content, because you know, as you said earlier, it takes a lot of effort to commit to it.
Yes, it
so
is.
Who do you think streaming is for, and who do you think who's what is it for, who is it for, and who's the audience?
Well, to answer that question, that's a very hard question to answer. It depends on the streamer. You know, some streamer has their own set of audience. Like, you know, if you watch PUBG, there's Choco Taco, yeah, that's his name. His audience are all around, you know, the age of 30s, 40s, even 50s sometimes, because the type of content that he produced on his stream is very somehow matured, I guess, as compared to Shroud. Because, you know, Shroud swears a lot, he trolls a lot in games, and that's a complete opposite of Choco Taco. He's a very chill person. I mean, I know Shroud's chill too, but, you know, Choco doesn't swear a lot on his stream. And the sponsors that he worked with are like Tunnel Bear, which is a VPN for internet. So from there we can see that Choco's audience is, you know, he targets a set of audience that is a lot more matured as compared to Shroud. So to answer your question of to who I'm streaming, is for now actually I don't really care. I accept all kind of audience from all ages, and I don't really care, yeah.
So from the way you talk about Choco Taco,
yeah,
he seems more ethical than...
Yes, he doesn't swear a lot in streams.
So you like having ethical values in streams?
Me? Not really. I swear a lot in streams, really. But, you know, if someday I decided to change my audience, I have to stop all the swearings and all, you know, to get the matured audience.
But are you reaching out for more audience right now?
At the moment, yeah. Yeah, right. I'm always looking forward to grow my stream.
So do you watch any popular or mainstream streamers on YouTube?
On YouTube, no. At the moment, I just watch streams mainly on Twitch, even though I don't stream at Twitch. But yeah, I watch streams at Twitch, basically. There's a lot of streamer I watch.
You really don't watch any of the mainstream streams like the PewDiePie guy and the gang, you know, he's
the YouTuber gang, you mean? Yeah. No, I don't watch their stream, but I do watch their videos. But if it's a live stream, you know, I go to Twitch, not YouTube.
So basically, you're saying is Twitch is a much better platform if you're planning to watch game streams.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty much, I think, for today. And basically, Pujai is a friend of mine, and he has his own channel on Facebook, and you can search it on facebook.com/
xtnct.tv, xtinct.tv. Or you can just type the X channel.
Alright, so I'll just repeat that, /xtinct.tv, xtnct.tv. So that's pretty much, and I would like to say thank you to my friend for joining us for
today. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And stay tuned for my next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.